Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Clyde Beck. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting third. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcott. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Carlson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hal Carlson. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting third. The first baseman, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Fred Brickell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Adam Komorowski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Bartel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Hargreaves. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Kremer. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ray Kremer. And now, play ball. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Komorowski, who is chasing the ball. McGuire reaches third base with a triple. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wehner. Heathcott reaches second base with a double. McGuire scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heathcott moves to third. Two outs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1. And the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hartnett. The throw from Hargreaves and he is out, Adams applying the tag. Two outs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan juggles the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Trainer moves to second. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trainer scores. Komorowski moves to third. Bartel moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Charlie Hargreaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargreaves hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Komorowski tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Pirates. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kremer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-1 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kremer juggles the ball. That's an error on Kremer. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beck moves to second. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wainer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heathcote for the out. Beck moves to third. McGuire moves to second. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hargreaves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-1 in the game. Wainer hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-1 in the game. Wainer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Pirates. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 0-for-1 in the game. Brickell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brickell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brickell. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett strikes out. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson is 0-for-1 in the game. Carlson hits a fly ball into right field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-2 in the game. Beck hits a fly ball into right field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Komorowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Komorowski moves to third. Charlie Hargreaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargreaves is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hargreaves hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kremer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wehner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Grimm hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson is 0 for 2 in the game. Carlson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMillan moves to second. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 3 in the game. Beck hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Creamer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McMillan moves to third. Carlson moves to second. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Heathcote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Komorowski. Heathcote reaches second base with a double. McMillan scores. Carlson scores. McGuire moves to third. It's 4-3, Pirates. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 0 for 2 in the game. Brickell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Brickell reaches third base with a triple. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Komorowski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bartel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Hargreaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargreaves is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hargreaves hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kyler. Hargreaves reaches second base with a double. Brickell scores. It's 5-3, Pirates. Ray Creamer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Creamer is 0 for 2 in the game. Creamer hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Creamer reaches second base with a double. Hargreaves scores. It's 6-3, Pirates. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wehner hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Brickell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Kelly pinch hits for Hal Carlson. Joe Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-4 in the game. Beck hits a line drive into right field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. McGuire hits a line drive into right field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Percy Jones now pitching. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Komorowski hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bartel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Hargreaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargreaves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Hargreaves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bartel moves to second. Two outs. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kremer takes first base on ball 4. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Bartel moves to third. Kremer moves to second. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-4 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Heathcote hits a fly ball into right field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Komorowski. Kyler reaches second base with a double. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grimm hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wehner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.